It's really, it's a good feeling to be with everyone, and especially if walking outside and the winds are getting stronger. Still don't think it's enough of a reason to keep the kids home tomorrow, but...
And the road closed and...
What?
The road's closed and...
The roads are closed already tonight, tomorrow. Really? This is what they say. They're closing... Okay, so last week we discussed the halachas of shehiyah. Let's not get confused. There's the halachas of shehiyah, which means leaving food on the fire, erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos. Then we said as long as the food is half cooked or a third cooked, if one would need to, they could leave it on open fire. It's better if the fire is covered, but if they need to, they can leave it on open fire. They can leave it on a hot plate, and there's no problem. Today, I would like to move on to on Shabbos. On Shabbos, I have food that was on the fire, took it off the fire, and now I want to return it to the fire. Or I have a kugel in my fridge that I want to warm up. Now, how can I do that? So the sheets will be here in a moment. But before we start the sheets, there's something we need to know, very basic, a basic halacha. That is, on Shabbos, it's also to do bishul. Okay, right? We're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. We're not allowed to take raw substance and make it edible. But what's called making something edible? What's called cooking on Shabbos? So there's a difference between something which is dry and something which is liquidy. We're going to call liquidy and dry. We'll have to define that a little better as we go on, but something dry like a kugel, even though it's damp, but still considered dry. Kugel's dry. Kugel, rice, things like that are dry. Vegetables are dry. Liquidy is if I have a soup, if I have a chicken soup or a meat soup, that's liquidy. There's a difference. What's the difference? Something which is dry, the cooking, the act of cooking, the malacha bishul is making it edible. Taking those raw potatoes and now baking it and making it, and now taking the raw potatoes and making it a kugel. That's bishul on Shabbos. As opposed to liquid, the bishul is heating it up, making it warm. Therefore, listen to this. This is important. If I have a kugel that was made already into a kugel, thank you, Avraham Chaim. If I have a kugel that was already made into kugel, to re-warm the kugel, I'm not doing bishul over here. I'm not doing bishul.
The same form.
Because it became a potato kugel and still a potato kugel. Just a cool door got cold. Now I'm making it warm. That's not bishul. As opposed to liquid, if my chicken soup cools off, and now I reheat the chicken soup, that is an issue of bishul. So we got that chilek? Something which is dry, right? This is an important chilek, it's come up many times. Something which is dry, so then, something which is dry, even if it completely cools off, to reheat it is not bishul. That's when something dry. But something which is liquidy, a chicken soup, to heat it up is the bishul. Therefore, if it will cool off, now what's considered cooled off? If it cools off enough that I'm not nehena, I don't benefit from the warmth that's there. It's not considered warm anymore. To reheat this is by liquid. To reheat it once it cooled off, thank you. To reheat it, that's bishul. Okay, so we got that difference between something dry and something liquidy. Okay, now let's move on. So now we have the question is, a food that's completely cooked, left on an open fire from before Shabbos. Right? I left the food on a fire before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos was removed and taken off the open fire on Shabbos, and now I want to return it to the open fire. Is there an Isser or not? That's the question. On Shabbos I took my chicken soup off the fire. I dished out chicken soup to give everyone, but there's always that guest that shows up an hour late. I want him to have some warm soup, so I want him now put the pot of soup back on the fire.
It cooled off in the meanwhile.
Oh, so that's one of the things we have to discuss. But that's the question. Can I put the chicken soup back on? can I put the kugel that I took off the fire? I scooped out the kugel that I need. I want to put it back on. Can I do that or not? Oh, I took cholent. Cholent, we're not doing about crockpots yet. We'll talk about crockpots separately. I took cholent that was in a pot on a fire when Shabbos started. Took the pot off, scooped out some Friday night cholent, legally, illegally, however it works. And now I want to put the pot back on.
Cholent's a solid or a liquid?
Let's assume that's a Shmaka Chalta. It's already more solid than liquid. It will consider solid.
Like,
but even liquidy, until it cools off, it's not a problem, right? So let's work it out. Let's work that. So we need, what has to go through your mind is five conditions. Five conditions. Let's work through the five conditions. Condition number one is that in order for me now to return this pot or pan or whatever it may be, to the fire needs to be covered. When? If it's a gas or electric stovetop, the meaning is to rely on a blech. So I need a blech. Let's say I did not put a blech on before Shabbos. I'm allowed to put a blech on Shabbos. If someone forgot to put a blech or did not put a blech on before Shabbos, he could put the blech on Shabbos. That's condition number one. The fire needs to be covered with a blech.
If the food was on the fire.
Covering the knobs alone will not help. If it's an oven, we mentioned last week that Rav Moshe has a chumrah, then an oven's not enough just to put a flat blech on the bottom. I need to have a square box. If it's a hot plate with no knobs to be adjusted, then according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you do not require to cover it. So therefore we have so far the condition number one is that if it's a stove top, whether it's gas or electric, you need to put a blech on. You can even do that on Shabbos. If it's a hot plate, then we can take that pot of soup, put it back onto the hot plate. It's even though it's not covered.
Do we say Rabbi Aaron said you could cover
just
the knobs?
Bidyevit. We're going to Chatchil so far. Okay, so that's tonight number one. Tonight number two is the food must be completely cooked. Even if the food is cooked, it might have been the soy. Half cooked, one may not return it to the blech or hot plate. Why is that so? Very simple. Because if the food is not completely cooked, if I put it back on the fire, I'm being Ivan Bishol Daraisa. Being Ivan Bishol. I should have added in over here. And if it's liquidy, I did add it in the next step.
Right, what about a warming door?
So if we don't cover it, you ask me right after. Well, we'll get to it. Let's try to work through this simple tonight. No, it's a good question. Good question. We'll get to it.
I feel like finishing off the
Maga package
to make the stove applicable
now. The clee's not missing. It's a perfect stove without it. Say that, but the stove is a perfect stove without it. I'm not finishing off the stove. I have a halacha that the fire needs to be covered, so I cover the fire. Not anything. Okay, let's try not to get off topic. Let's just get the five tanayim, and then we'll accept questions. So we have over here, the first tanay was that the fire should be covered. If it's hot plate without knobs, you don't have to cover it. Tanay number two is the food must be completely cooked. Completely cooked. Tanay number three is that the food should be still warm. Still warm. This is important. By something which is liquidy, it has to be warm. Because if it already cooled off and lost its warmth, then again we're discussing a shayla of bishul, like we explained. By liquid, to rewarm it, if it cooled off to rewarm it is a question of bishul. So the liquid has to be. But according to the Magen Avraham, according to Ramesha, even if it's something dry, you should return it to the fire while it's still warm. L'chatchila.
What's considered warm?
If you ask for a warm kugel, a hot kugel, yeah, it's still cold. Hot, not cold.
Why? Because liquid's saying it's the same still thing. Being cooked.
It's still shaykh to the fire. Not because of cooking. We're not doing about cooking.
If I leave it in the sun, it will just get enough warm to be put on a blech.
But the idea over here is that it didn't lose its warmth from the fire yet. So I'm just returning it. The head is to return. Right? But as soon as it loses it, then there's a svara to say, you're not returning anymore.
How cooked does something have to be in order for you to put it back? Like a third cooked, fully cooked?
Fully cooked.
Has to be fully cooked.
Okay. warm that you consider it warm. Okay?
I mean, what if it's, let's say, you drop more than lukewarm? That would be considered warm enough that you can put it back on?
Yeah. Okay, so that's the third tonight that should still be warm. The fourth tonight, let's look at the fourth tonight. The fourth tonight.
In Bishul after Bishul.
There's no Bishach Bishul. We're not talking about Bishul here. We're talking about that Chazal. You're right. Good question. Very good question. We're talking about over here where things are fully cooked. The reason why we need these five tonight, let's back up. Why do we need these five tonight? Why do we need these four, five conditions? The reason is because Chazal were worried that even though it's fully cooked, and you can't re-cook something that's cooked, but they're worried that if we can allow you to put a cooked thing onto the stove, you might realize that it's cooling off quickly and you'll come to raise the fire. Or maybe you'll say to yourself, if I could do this, so maybe I could do something else also, and the something else will be cooking. Because I will worry that you'll come to an issa of either cooking or making a fire. Therefore, they said you can only do it if you have these five conditions. Okay? So now, condition number four. What's condition number four is? The pot of food must be still in his hand until the time he wants to return it. Therefore, one place the pot on the ground, even if it's very hot, may not return the pot. So if you take that big pot off and put it on the ground, according to the Gemara, you cannot return it. Now, in the time of the Gemara, there were levels of placing the pot. There was the ground, where then you cannot return it. There's the bed and the stool where you could return it from there. What's the logic behind this?
Even if you have a normal place.
What's the logic behind this? That what?
It's not a normal place to live.
The idea, and back in the days, after you finish using your, eating your chalent, where'd you put the pot? Until Matzei Shabbos?
The ground.
You put it on the ground. So if I take the pot, I put it on the ground, that's like I'm ending this process of being on the fire. So it's no longer called returning, because I put it on the ground, which is the place where we store pots.
Oh, there's a sink.
We put where we store pots. As opposed to if I put it on a stool or on a bed, which is not a place to store pots, so then it's not considered like you ended the original being on the fire. So now let's bring it to home. If I put it on a counter, let me ask you, if I put the pot down on the counter, is that like putting it on the ground? Mm-hmm. It's like putting it on the bed. What do you say?
Ground.
It's like the ground?
In my house it is.
And what do you say? Where do you serve the food from?
We put it on the counter.
So then you serve the food on the counter.
Yeah, but you also finish it.
You also store it for the counter.
And you're on storing it, but it's the step right before it's getting to wash. Also, to getting washed.
So Chaim just said a good point. Our counters have dual purposes. It's used for both. It's used for storing, and it's also used for serving. So how do we view the counter?
If there's more chalent in the pot, that shows you're not putting it away.
We're not looking at it. We're looking at it inside the place, right? I'm taking the big chalent and putting it on the ground also.
When you put away a pot,
the halacha lemaisa, what?
Put away.
What if you have in mind the whole time that you want to?
So we'll get there. That's the next tonight about having in mind. So the answer is halacha lemaisa. If I can take the pot off, put it on the counter, but I should try to hold on to the. I could let it sit on the counter, but the best thing is if you hold on to the handle of the pot or onto the side of the pot, and with the other hand, scoop out the food into the bowl that you want to put in.
If you happen to let go, it's fine.
We'll discuss what happens. We're discussing now what you should do. We'll discuss if you didn't do it soon. Okay, so again, tonight number four is that when you take the pot off the fire, you should put it on the counter, but you should be holding on to it while it's on the counter. Tonight number five is that
to show that you're not finished with it.
That's right, very good. Tonight number five is that when you're taking it off, at the time he removed the pot of food, he intended to return it. You should have the intention that you're going to return it.
That's like you're holding it?
And that's not like you're holding it. Plus. And besides holding it, you also have das to return it.
And if your das is when you put it on the bench or something, and you have das to put it back, that's not good enough?
So then already, because that's a place where you don't store it, that's fine. That's like you're holding
it. As long as
that's
you don't like put it away for storage, gotcha. Then you need that.
And since the counter can be used for both, so we say hold on to it. So again, the best thing would be, again, if you're, and you're right, if you're doing it the best way, you're taking it off, holding on to it while sitting on the counter, and when you took it off, you had das to return it. You had das to return it. And again, when you're returning it to either a covered fire or you're returning it to a hot plate, even if it's not covered. Now, what's it? We're not to Bidiyavid yet. One second. I'm not as quick as you guys are. It takes you time. Okay, so that's the best thing to do. Now, what happens, Bidiyavid? Everyone's. I don't know why you're settling to be a Bidiyavid Jew. This is the Chatzchina. Okay. So Bidiyavid, if what happens if let's say I'm missing one of the last two tanaim, I took it off the fire, but I did not have in mind that I'm returning it, but I was holding on to it the whole time, and then I decided, you know, I want to return it, or I had in mind to return it, but I wasn't holding on to it the whole time. I'm missing one of the last two tanaim. Again, I had in mind to return it, but I didn't hold on to it, or I held on to it, but I did not have in mind to return it, then it's fine. You can still return it to the covered fire or to the hot plate. You could do that. But let's say I forgot both of them. Let's say I did not have in mind to return it, and I let go of it. I'm not holding on to it. So then what's the halacha? The halacha is that if it's esa tzairach, if there's a need for it, then you can return it. I mean, that's it's a tzairach. Mean you need the food, right? Why you're gonna get in trouble for not returning? It could be, it doesn't have to be so the tzairach that's the only food, but it's food that's needed. Yeah, that you took the child to a Friday night. You've got to have in mind. You've got to hold on to it. And then you say, you know, so I got to return this part of. To the fire, so then not to get in trouble, so you can do it.
Is this without condition number 5 or number 4?
No, if you're missing 4 or 5,
then let's say it's
then,
okay.
No, then even without the tzarech, it's okay. But if I'm missing 4 and 5, then it's on the tzarech, right? Okay, we got that? Those are the rules over here. Okay? Now, let's say sometimes I take it off the stove. I want to return it to a blech that I'm allowed to do. Now, what happens? Let's move on to the last question. That's what we'll end with. If I have food that's completely cooked and was not on the fire when Shabbos started, it was in my refrigerator. I made kugels before Shabbos, and I put it in the refrigerator, I put it in the freezer, and now Shabbos morning, I want to warm it up. I want to warm it up Shabbos morning. Is there any way I could do it? It's not chazara, I'm not returning because it wasn't on the fire. So can I warm it up on Shabbos or not?
Solid room.
So if it's something liquidy, obviously I can't because then it's a shayla of bishul. Right. If it's something fully liquidy because you're reheating it, okay.
So what's the problem?
But if it's solid, so Chazal went ahead and said a gzeir over here. They said, if we're going to let you take a kugel out of the fridge and heat it up, we're worried that maybe someone will think, you know, so I'm allowed to cook on Shabbos.
So I can do it with liquid.
That's it. I can do it with liquid, or I can do it with other salads that are not fully cooked. You hear what's going on? So there were more machmir over here. So over here, what you have to do is, you have your fire, you have a blech on the fire, take a pan, turn it upside down. It doesn't have to be a high pan, as long as there's some air. It could be even a cookie sheet, a thin pan with not so much air space. You put it upside down on the hot plate, on the blech. Or you take your hot plate, you take the pan, you put the upside down pan on the hot plate, then you put the kugel on top of that and it heats up. That's one etzah.
Why? What does this accomplish?
Why?
Why?
Because there's space in between, no one will ever think that you're allowed to do bishul. This is like...
Because it's not cooking at all.
Right. It's not cooking.
It's another shino.
It's so mashunah that you're going to ask yourself, why do I have to do this? Must be because bishul's awesome.
No.
Now the next eitz is, if let's say I have a pot of cholin that's on an open fire, I can take the kugel, put it on top of the pot of cholin. Right? I have a hot water. water urn with water in it boiling. I can put the cook on top of the water urn. I can warm my challah up on top of the hot water urn. I can put the challah on top of the challah pot.
Isn't it straight
on the top? No. The challah pot has food in it. That's enough. The challah pot has food in it. That's enough. Or a Moshe gives a third eitzah, which is the radiator, which no one ever cooks on radiator. You can warm it up on a radiator.
Welcome to Yeshiva.
Yeah, hashtag Yeshiva.
You have radiators here? Now, what about the warmer drawers?
Rebbe, on top of the wall.
Right, so the warmer drawers, that's similar to a hot plate.
But they're not hot enough to cook.
It's not hot enough. It's only for warm. Right. Is there knobs to
take? No, it's usually a dial.
So then it runs into a question of, it's similar to a hot plate, where if there's dials, then you have to put like a blech on it.
But it's like a stove.
So it depends which one, right? I think so then those will have been like the stovetop with the knobs.